Because you know it only takes a minute. Yeah, I start off fine, but then I'm in it. I feel the fever.
Yesterday. You're tuned into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Today is O-Fest Day. There's a carnival going on in the quad from 1 until...
5.
5? 1 until 5. Followed by a concert in the DWAR Arena from Waka Flocka Flame with Young M.A. and Student Opener, who we have in the studio with us today, Brutality.
Ooh, thank you for having us.
Hello. Of course. So you guys are here because you guys won the O Factor competition a couple weeks ago. We saw kind of a video went viral of you guys like walking around on the tables in the IRC during your performance. How was the experience of doing a set like that?
It was so much fun. So like we had debated it a little bit at first because Reese and I go to Oneonta, but John goes to New Paltz. So we were like, all right, this is going to be like, John's going to have to spend 4 hours in the car to come back and to come up and then go back. We were like, we should definitely do this. Like we're seniors, it's time. So we were like, we're coming. And like, even though it's two songs, like we're going to put like 40 minutes of set energy into two songs. So as soon as I saw that it was an Electro Hall that had all the tables on it, I was like, this is perfect. This is just an extended stage. So I was like, we're getting everybody stoked. We're getting people standing up. Like this is going to go down. So as soon as we hit that first note, I just felt like I was like shaking like the whole time with just like pure energy. So I was just like, all right, I'm getting up, getting everybody to stand up. This is a metal show. Let's do it. And yeah, it's crazy. The video got a bunch of views and everything, but it was literally just a like, this will be fun. So let's do it decision.
That's awesome.
The energy was crazy. I was there because I had to work the show, and I was just, that was the most energetic set, like, by far.
Heck yeah.
It was crazy. But, so, speaking about just playing shows in Oneonta, you guys are originally from Pennsylvania, and you're all the way here in SUNY Oneonta. How's it been playing the past few years? You know, you guys are graduating soon, some of you, I mean, you are, Bryce. playing shows in Oneonta, how has it been?
Yeah, the Oneonta scene has been awesome. Like, being seniors, like we kind of came in right at that tail end of COVID, so it was a little dead at first, but then once things started happening again, it was like the scene was there and everybody was coming out, and ever since then it's been a really strong scene. So we've always had great times. Like we've always had really cool like experiences. The crowds have always been great. Like we've had tons of shirts that we've put pictures of Oneonta shows on, because the Oneonta shows always go crazy, and you just get all these college kids who like want to throw down. You have all these kids that are interested in music, so it really is just like the Oneonta scene has been fantastic, and I couldn't have asked for like a better place to spend the last 4 years.
That's awesome. Oh, that's kind of sweet.
I know.
So talking about music a little bit, you guys just dropped a single, Black Abandon, a couple weeks ago, and I saw on your Instagram you have a new one dropping on Friday. Are these first tastes of a new project from you guys? What can listeners of Brutality kind of expect for this year?
Yes. Yeah, so Black Abandon and It Feeds are both singles off an upcoming EP that we're going to be releasing early this summer. So, yeah, we've just been working on these new songs for a while. We're super stoked on them. We've been playing them since last summer. So we recorded them before we went on tour last summer and then just played them at a bunch of shows. So getting to play them all throughout this year and then finally releasing them has been awesome. So yeah, Black Abandon's out already. Anywhere you can find music. And then It Feeds drops next Friday.
Sweet.
Awesome. That's so good. Yeah, the single is really good. I'm so excited to hear some more stuff from you guys.
Thank you.
And I guess just kind of to wrap things up a little bit about, you are performing, staring the stage tonight with Waka Flocka. What are you guys looking forward to?
Oh, I mean, one of the things that I love about like getting opportunities like this is just like the physical size of the stage itself. Like, just like how we were talking about the lecture halls, it's like, oh, there's the tables here, I'm going to jump on it. Like, this is like, oh, this stage is huge, I can run back and forth the whole time. It's like a playground. It's like you're given all this extra space to have fun with. So I'm really looking forward to that. And just like having a crowd that's like not coming out for a metal show. And just like with O Factor, like still showing people like what that metal vibe and community is about, and getting people stoked who wouldn't find themselves at a metal show anyway. I'm really excited for that. And just like after that's going to be Young M.A. and Waka Flocka. Like that's crazy. So that'll be pretty sick as well.
And I was reading all over Yik Yak. Everyone's like, who's excited to headbang at Brutality today? So definitely people are very excited.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
It's going to be great. It's quite the lineup, but I really think that's kind of the beauty of it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's just people coming together for music, no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. So yeah, O-Fest tonight at Faith Knows Better Than I Do, the times. And
doors open at 6 and show is at 7.
Thank you. Yeah, doors at 6, show is 7. Tickets are still available on... You know this better than I do.
Yeah, they're on the Oneonta, like the university tickets. I think it's like $20 for a student, and then, you know, you'll see the other ones for other
Google
people.
Google SUNY Oneonta tickets and you'll find
yeah,
them.
Yeah, and maybe you could buy them at Hunt Union. Maybe. I'm sure there's somebody there.
Yeah. Check out Brutality anywhere you get music, and thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you guys for joining us.
Yes, thank you guys.
Of course.
Oh.
seems so long overdue. My eyes, they swell and I can't tell if anyone can see me like you do. It could happen to you. Want for something new. Even if you'd like, you couldn't hide. Desire fade away from your sight into the night. Took us by surprise, shook with all its might. I wonder how you see yourself when I'm not around, standing by your side. You deserve what is right. No shackles hold your flight. Where one and two join up to choose the choices. Never made light into the night. I try to read between the lines, to carry your smiles. Your lessons unfold over time, and I know you're right. Letting go of the past. Times they change and change, it seems so fast. Too fast. That it's clear to see what our love means to me. No sacrifice that comes to mind could lay too big a claim on my life. That I'll bide my time, but I'm catching up, but not quite. As daylight fades, my peace within is found. As I listen to the sound of chests beating into the night.
Do your worst, say your first. I will reverse my face.
tethered to the world becomes a tangle. It gets shorter every angle that you take. You can keep yourself alive without your tether in exile, but the breeze will still remind you of the game. Starts so safe, it's like an anchor, and it holds you in its arm, and you feel safe. So you shy from sacrifice, your tether and your will collide. They don't fight, they just become one in the same. And the hand that held your cup won't let you go. The breeze will still remind you of the game, the game, the game, the game. So tired of playing the game, the game, the game, the game. So tired of playing, so tired of playing, so tired of playing the game. So
is rising through the smoke, tables caving out. I found it there in the room with you. Whatever eternity
Let's get there. inside. Your mind is a place that only you might care to find deep inside. Your mind, the pieces come together fine. So don't you go.
'78, I finally quit the band for a job back home with family. Just didn't see the trouble coming down as my guitar became a stranger to me. Fresh out of school, steady paycheck in hand, my pockets full of cash. An office in the field, helping farmers work the land. 3 good years before the crash. Then the market broke the farms. Banks came calling for the keys. Closed up shop, watched